So that stumps on a very frustrating, but predictably frustrating day at the Gabba. There was a lot of rain forecast, as there will be on days 4 and 5 as well, which is good news for India, of course. But what was perhaps not as expected was Australia batting for as long as they did in the first session today. And I don't want to really have a go at the team too much because they were excellent, or they have been excellent in this test match, being in such a great position, but that extra time would have been nice with the ball. We'll talk about that along with the Indian batting and other things in this wrap of day 3 with my co-host Nash, India fan. Sum that up for me. What are your thoughts at the moment? You've had a bit of time to reflect on things after those fall of wickets early on.
I mean, the entire team needs to be sacked.
Entire team.
I mean, too bad I can't swear on this podcast because I've got so many thoughts, in my mind. But I just don't understand what skill level and what thinking they've gone with, when they went out to bat, because it is just pathetic and schoolboyish display of batting from everyone. And let's start with Jaiswal. He can't seem to get past the first over, to be honest. Now he's at 4 innings. 3 of those innings he's got out in the first over, and one of the innings has made him the second highest run getter in the series. So it's been an interesting series for Jaiswal. But look, I don't have any big criticism of him because he's going to play his shots, but he also has to learn when to pick those battles. It's his first tour, and this is a perfect learning curve for him. But there's absolutely no complaints for Gill, Kohli, and Pant. I mean, they have to steady that ship in the middle order. They are literally the backbone of the batting lineup, and they haven't really stood up for India in any innings, barring the second innings at Perth. But yeah, Shubman Gill, I don't see how he can be a long-term number three option for India at all. At the start, I did say let's give him till the end of the series to really showcase his talent. But now, as we are nearing to the end of the series, this third test is almost over. Hopefully, he turns up in the fourth and fifth, but I don't see him as the long-term number three option. He doesn't have the temperament and the skill to bat at number three, because you need someone like a Labuschagne or a Pujara at number three, because it's a big position. It's a massive position. You are either in first over, second over with the new ball, and then you're shielding the middle order against the new ball as well. And that's, or you are, maybe a good opening partnership. And you are in maybe the 48th or 50th, and then you are carrying on the scoring. So I don't see how Gill suits to either, because he hasn't done the job in any situation for India
Yeah,
at the moment.
this series has shown why he averages mid-30s.
Exactly,
This series
exactly,
perfectly captures it.
exactly. And you need to the bottom line of this innings, of the 4 wickets that have been lost, have been just sheer ego of the batters. They have to
Let's say
start putting.
Rishabh Pant was the one who got a good ball, but other than that, I thought that some loose batting for
Yes,
sure, yeah.
I agree. But you have to put that ego aside. You can't just go out there and every innings expect to play your big flourishing drives and get the runs. That's not going to happen every innings. It may happen one, two balls, and that's my. I can't seem to get my head around how Virat Kohli keeps getting out this way. You have
Is he
played.
done in Test cricket now?
Sadly, I sense a retirement coming, from either one of Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma, or both. I'm not clubbing them together. Virat Kohli is miles ahead as a test match cricketer, as a cricketer in general, but I do sense that retirement
And you keep
coming.
getting out the same way, and the opposition doesn't have to think
You
too hard
have
about how to
played
get you out. It's
cricket for
concerning.
10 plus years. You have played cricket for what now? He made his test debut in 2011.
2011,
Uh,
2012,
you,
yeah,
you,
that
you've
time.
you've played cricket for 13 years, test match cricket for 13 years, and you've gone through all ups and downs. You have, you struggled in 2014 in England with that outside of fifth stump ball. You went back 2018, kept your ego aside, said to yourself and everyone, look, I can do it everywhere. And you've done it everywhere. This is not the Virat Kohli that we have seen. This is, this either he, it's just a mental. Not even, I can't even say it's a mental block, because we've seen Virat Kohli is probably one of the mentally toughest batters out there, cricketers out there, and we've seen him through the difficult periods. One day World Cup, for example, he had an absolute banger of a tournament. I mean, what's stopping him from doing the same in Test match cricket? I just don't understand. He
It is
can't.
concerning when, you can get him out easily. You don't have to plan too
Exactly.
much. Just keep it in the channel. He'll do
I
the
mean,
rest.
Josh Hazlewood was bowling on an handkerchief, literally. It was just that patch there, that spot, just short of not just short of full length, and making him drive and making him sort of defend on the
Perfect
fourth and
length.
fifth stump, and that just goes to show what consistent bowling does, and that's a lesson for the Indian bowlers as well. I mean, it was a perfect day from an Australian standard. I know you don't agree with the declaration, but
There
if
was no
I was
declaration.
to, if I, sorry, not the declaration, but yeah,
Wish there was.
if I was to sort of reason with Pat Cummins and why they may have made that decision, I would sort of go for two reasons. One is to keep the Indian bowlers, especially Jasprit Bumrah, on the field as long as possible. Just and the second one is they may have thought, it's going to rain anyway, tomorrow and day after. Let's get batters as much batting as possible, especially Alex Carey, and that also just does boom, keep Bumrah on the field as long as possible. And it li literally has been Bumrah versus Australia. If Bumrah breaks down,
Has.
Australia, there's no stopping Australia in the next two tests.
No, I agree with that. And your point, your two points, I've heard those points throughout the day. But those points are looking ahead to Melbourne, looking ahead to Sydney. I think personally, you've just got to do what you can right now, give yourself the best chance of winning this game. Because we have to win this series to regain the Border Gavaskar Trophy. A drawn series is no good for us. I know there's still two test matches after this, but you've got to win and do what you can. We know the rain is coming. Give yourself the best possible chance. Because we took four wickets in what, 13 overs before they went off the first break? Now it's four wickets in 17 overs. It could have been an extra 15, 20 overs you may have got. I mean, the Nathan Lyon, Alex Carey partnerships made no sense to me because they batted 60 balls, 60 odd balls, and scored 20 runs. I mean, what's the point of that? If you're going to bat out, if you're going to bat, just have a swing and go for as many quick runs as you can get because we need to be bowling to try win this game. We'll give ourselves enough time. There may not be any play the next 2 days, and it may be a moot point, but at least give yourself the opportunity. That was my point. But other than that, I thought, your points about the batting are true. We were speaking, yesterday, we were speaking before the series, even during the series, of the importance of batting the first 30, 40 overs, getting through that new ball period, putting the ego aside, be willing to give the bowler an hour or two, and then you can, you got, Rishabh Pant to be fair, he hasn't been scoring runs, but he has not been given a platform by the top order. Travis Head has. That's been the key. So Travis Head's come in the last two innings around the 40 over mark. That's been crucial. Only well, 3 for 100 in Adelaide, 3 for 75 here. But crucially, the ball is a lot older and it's doing less. And he can come in and counter attack and do his thing. That's been the key difference. And I think India today just played into Australia's hands. And credit to the Aussies and credit to Pat Cummins in that regard for really looking to pitch the ball right up.
It was
Don't care
proactive
about getting
captaincy from
driven.
Pat Cummins. Hazelwood's first ball of the innings, hit KL Rahul on the wrist,
Read up,
and it sort of sat up, really bounced, and immediately you saw a short leg in place. So that's and I saw a short leg in place for most of the balls, on
Bit of
for most
uneven
of the
bounce there
innings.
in the pitch.
It is, again, the more I criticize India's batting, I think the more disheartened I get and disappointed I get, because it's high time now the onus is put back on the domestic matches that they play, or lack thereof. These players need to go back to their roots, need to play as much domestic cricket as possible every single year. You can't just, get away with having that white ball form behind you and just turning up to a red ball game and expect you to score big runs. That's not going to happen.
I think
And
the art of test match batting a lot of the time, Nash, is earning the right to play your attacking shots. Once you get into your innings, earn the right to do it. You saw
And
England today, Ben Ducker, they're chasing 600 plus and he's charging down the wicket and swinging wildly third, fourth ball. There's a way of playing, but I think if you just give yourself a
this whole
chance, there's some big runs.
I think this whole idea and narrative around, oh, we want to get results in test match cricket. Yes, that is great, for entertainment and for audience and for the game itself. But you're playing for your country. It's a privilege. It's not something, it's not a national service or it's not a national duty. It's a privilege. You've gone through the hard work for years and years, and you've got that privilege to wear your nation's colors and put some price on your wicket. Act like international athletes. And yeah, it's again just focus, and now for tomorrow I think it'll be just bad, 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 bad. Leave that ball outside the off stump, keep batting because the rain is going to come. Wait for the rain and try and just get try and counter Australia's plans somehow. I don't have high hopes, but yeah.
It's interesting that the
Sorry,
sorry,
having
go ahead.
said that, I wasn't expecting India to reach this point in the series 1-1. So the fact that we have won the Perth Test, and are here, Brisbane Test might get a we might get a draw. So going into Melbourne and Sydney 1-1, going to Melbourne 1-1, we just need one win from those two tests, and the trophy is still with India. So
Of
we
course
have
it
to
is. Yeah.
find a
That's what
way.
I'm
We have
talking
to
about.
find a way to draw this test
Exactly
match,
what I'm
and
talking about. And that's what I mean about trying to focus on winning this game from an Australian perspective, doing whatever you can. You may run out of time in the end and the weather might win the game in the end, which I think it will, but those extra 15, 20 overs, it could be priceless. And who knows how many wickets we could have got. Because all it takes is for a magical Bumrah spell in Melbourne or a great innings from a particular player from India, and you're on the back foot there. So you never know. But yeah, we've played well. And you're right about earning the right to play. Leave the ball. Don't be afraid to dig your heels in. And that's where Pujara was so good. I said it before the series. It's why I predicted Australia to win 3-1, because Pujara's not there. He was the thorn in our side in the last two tours, faced over 2,100 deliveries across both tours, just batted and batted and batted. And Tim Payne, who was the captain in both those series, said before this Border Gavaskar trophy that he was the key guy. Rishabh Pant gets the accolades and Shubman Gill and for his great knock at the Gabba, but it's Pujara who holds the fort, and you need that sort of player here. And I think
I mean,
it's
you
all well and
need.
good playing attacking test cricket, but you gotta don't lose the beauty of a player who fights hard for his wicket.
I think teams have overall lost the plot in the last few years, last couple of years especially, because the Pujara style of batting is getting out of style, and I
It's
feel
frowned upon,
like
isn't it, by a lot of people?
exactly, this selfless intent kind of narrative and agenda
Oh,
is tiring because
the cute 25 off 20
the
balls
whole
doesn't win you a
idea of
test
test
match.
match cricket is 5 days. The whole idea of test match cricket is who holds their nerves the longest. And who doesn't sort of buckle down on the under pressure? It's not you can't just hit yourself hit your way out of pressure all the time. That's not going to work. That's not
No, it's not.
how any sport works. It's the
Not
law of
against quality
averages.
bowling as well.
Exactly. Against three quality, probably one of Australia's greatest bowling attacks ever,
Indeed.
you can't just keep doing that. You need every single batting lineup needs someone like a Pujara who will just keep batting, keep batting, keep batting,
Yes.
doesn't worry about runs, doesn't worry about what noise is coming from the outside, doesn't worry about, how many boundaries or sixes he has scored, doesn't play any flash shots, just keeps batting, blocking, leaving the ball, and then catches in when it's time. and
Correct.
punishes the odd bad ball, because you're not going to get too many bad balls from this bowling attack.
Fair play to Pujara. He scored 3 tons in that 2018 series. So while he dug in and batted long periods, he still made runs. And Ravi Shastri spoke about it today at the lunch break on Fox Cricket. He singled out Pujara for great praise after the last series win because of the work he did in tiring out the Aussie bowlers and setting the platform for the other guys to do it. India being taught a lesson at the moment from a guy who's played over 50 tests and averaged 34, KL Rahul. He set the tone today for how to bat. He batted beautifully again today. Soft hands. He edged the ball a couple of times, but it's falling short of slip because he's not going hard at the ball. Soft hands. Driving the ball very selectively. Picking the length early. Leaving the ball very well.
Yeah, I mean,
It's a mystery to me how he added just 34.
he's
It's a
been the
mystery to
shining
me how he
light in
added
all
just
test
34.
matches. Yeah, you got
How
the
does he average
Jaiswal
34?
100. Yeah, that's the enigma of K. Rahul, isn't it? That we
It's a
spoke about
massive
at the
enigma.
start.
Technically, so nice. So sound. The approach is spot on for Australian conditions. It's a mental thing. Maybe it's just that the self-belief isn't there
I mean,
because he's
the
got the
shining
game.
light of for India, you know, you got Jaiswal's 100, you got Virat Kohli's 100, you got Bumrah, but the shining light has been KL Rahul's batting at the top, and
He's been very
he just
solid.
needs to keep doing that for longer periods. He just needs to keep doing that for longer periods. And you know, coming back to Pujara, you know, you need Labuschagne has been trying to play that sort of role for Australia. He hasn't been that successful, but he tries to fight it out there. And you can sense something happening at all times when he's there, but you know, he has been sort of playing that low
I
strike
think
rate.
hopefully a good run is not too far away from him, a good run of form. I don't think it's too far away again, fingers crossed, because he's 30 years of age. He's still got the game.
And look, I think I can keep talking all day for about the Indian batting lineup, but I think we'll finish it there. I
You look
mean,
at McSweeney, you look at Khawaja, and you look at Manus. They didn't score big runs in this innings, but they saw out that new ball as best as they could. Steve Smith was beaten a lot of times and was finding it tough, but he was willing to hang in there and fight through. Play the line, don't follow the ball, choose your deliveries wisely, and let them bowl to you, and then get into your innings, and then you pick up from there. And then Travis Head plays his role, which is what India need to do for Rishabh Pant, set up the platform for him. But I'll give a shout out to Mitch Stark. I think Brad Haddin on commentary said, I don't think he's ever seen Mitch Stark bowl with this sort of control. And I do agree in a sense. The control from Stark has been fantastic, being able to swing the ball in and nip it away at will and hitting the right length. Stark is usually all over the place, can give a few freebies away, but his bowling was great. And that stop on the boundary to stop the four and get Kohli on strike, and that brought about the wicket as well. Great cricket there. Cummins bowled beautifully in the limited spell, and Hazelwood is Hazelwood. So look, the bowling was excellent. I just wish we saw more of it.
Well, I think yeah, I can keep going again as well. We'll end it there for day three. At the end of day three, India 51 for 4. India have
It'll
managed
be
to
a
get it to
draw.
day four. Let's look at the positives. India have managed to get it to day four. There's plenty of rain around day four and day five. A lot of
Forecast has got worse,
humidity. Yes, it
and
has.
it's up to 30 mils now, and 90% chance of rain. It's
So
going to be a draw, unfortunately, but
if India gets a chance to bat, just keep batting. Just play for the rain. You know, just bat out time. Leave the balls outside off stump and get to Melbourne somehow without a loss here. We just with a draw. Get to Melbourne somehow 1-1. Reassess, and then see how you go. Yeah, that's it for today. We are all frustrated as Indian fans. Australian fans are really happy. Let's see what happens on day four and day five. We'll be here talking about that. Thank you so much. See ya.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Nash. Bye.